At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Love Champ Camp because it means, you know, the Eagles won the championship, which they have done twice now in the last, what is it, 8 years? Five times in their history. Don't forget 48, 49, and 60. But in this Super Bowl era, two times. Which has been obviously thrilling. As we broadcast from Champ Camp, it is all driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. Reminder, you can watch our show on YouTube. We love when you watch the show. We also love when you comment on the show while watching the show on YouTube. So if you are watching on YouTube, get those comments in. And we may get to some of them as we move through the show. I had a buddy last week. He wasn't watching on YouTube like the whole show. If he had been, he would have known we're from training camp. He just saw a clip on YouTube. Or he saw a clip on, YouTube, on social media or something, Twitter maybe. And he said, it looks like you guys are broadcasting from a kitchen. What's up with that? I'm like, well, yeah, because we actually are.
We are in the kitchen.
Because we've got an RV that's got a kitchen.
This is a nice RV.
It's beautiful. And we got a great vantage point of the field. Now, the practice always starts right after our show. It starts right around 10 o'clock. Nick Sirianni today at 9:40, press conference. We're going to air that press conference. Find out a couple days in, you know, what stands out to him. Obviously, the reporters will be firing questions off about position battles. James, do you think today's the day we get the first question regarding whether starters will play in the first preseason game?
I do not. No, not yet. I don't think we're there yet.
I don't know. We might be.
We know the answer.
We do know the answer. we know both the answer and the real answer.
Yes.
The answer is, I don't know. I haven't gotten that far yet. That's what the stated answer would be. And then the actual answer will be
no
one's going to play. No one's going to play. All right, 215-592-9494. But comment on YouTube when you can and check out our show. Also, the Odyssey app, great way. Spread the word about the Odyssey app and how you can listen to WIP. All right, so your reaction to the weekend, what stood out to you from the Phillies and the Yankees in Yankee Stadium? To me, the main thing was really just how hard it is to win. And what I mean by that is the Phillies did a nice job. They won 2-3. They had a pretty good series. A lot of good stuff happened. And the Mets won 3-3. And I'm not saying the Mets are insurmountable. My point is it's hard to win the World Series. And the cautionary tale for me stemming from this weekend is I don't want the Phillies to be as all-in as some. I just don't with the trade deadline. I know that might sound ridiculous. Of course, I want them to win the World Series just as bad as you do. But I also want to protect their future. And I know that acquiring a really good player right now is enticing and something that I do hope they do. But I just also hope they don't mortgage too much to get it done. That's honestly my main takeaway from the weekend because I thought it was noteworthy when the Phillies kept winning this weekend, the Mets kept winning. And then when the Phillies lost on Sunday, the Mets won on Sunday. It's like, damn, Mets are a game and a half up right now.
But they're going to play the Padres,
yeah.
Right? And the Phillies got the White Sox.
Correct.
So they got to,
yeah.
Phillies have to
All right.
you know, do what they do.
True. Neil in Northeast Philadelphia. Hi, Neil.
Hey, how are you? Good luck in tennis tomorrow, Joe.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Serve and volley, Neil. Serve and volley.
Yep. A good serve and hydrate, definitely, with how hot it's going to be.
Yeah, that'll be king.
Yeah. I think the Dombrowski should definitely try to make a move for a closer and a outfielder. You know, like, I don't know, the third baseman, you know, like they're talking about, you know, from Arizona, you know, like that might be about shifting some players. But I like Durant, like from Minnesota, the reliever, if they could get him. And, you know, possibly Kwan or Ward, maybe, if they don't get Suarez, you know, at third base. So.
Well, they're all possibilities. James, let me ask you a question. Who do you not want?
For
what you think it would take to get the guy.
Well, I wouldn't have wanted Byron Buxton, but he got hurt, so it doesn't look like he's going to get moved, and he had the deadline, the no-trade clause and all that. So Buxton was one I didn't want. I would be fine with Duran, the center fielder from Boston, but he wouldn't be my top choice of the type of bat I would like to add. Neil mentioned I would be happy with Kwan. Again, like, of the bats out there, there aren't too many I would be that. I mean, we don't know what the price is, but
no,
I don't expect, like, other than Duran, I don't think I would be upset with the options if they pay for him.
So with Eugenio Suarez, does that mean we see more of Schwarber in left field?
Oh, yeah. Yep. That means Schwarber is your left fielder.
Yep. You think that's why they played him?
Yes, I do, Joe.
Kind of like testing it out?
How about
I do.
That.
Yep, 100%.
That was my first impression.
100%.
Neil, give me a great aunt or uncle.
Aunt Esther from Sanford and Son.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Neil, appreciate that call. Let's talk to Nick in Bucks County. Hi, Nick.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
Super, Nick.
All right, so big win for the Phillies on Friday, but even bigger for Philadelphia. Nas playing with the Philadelphia Orchestra, one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my life.
Wow, that's very cool.
It was incredible, so tight. He played his whole first album with the orchestra, and then he stayed out and just played hit after hit. It was just him. He brought out AZ, was the only guest.
Nice.
It was spectacular.
That's very cool, man.
That's amazing.
And then, Joe, man, this is shaping up like Federer and Nadal in 2008.
Look, I think we're going to be headed to a fifth set, if you will. And I'm not talking about tennis. I'm talking about basketball. Look, Federer and Nadal, that match in 08 was one of the two best I've ever seen. And, you know, it'd be fun if we have a close match tomorrow. I don't know if we will. We'll see. I mean, it's all going to – we'll see what Jack brings to the table. I mean, the reality is he could be – playing peekaboo this whole time and actually have game and been acting like he doesn't. I don't know. I tend to think he's been forthcoming on the air with not being much of a tennis player. I'm not saying I'm great, by the way, but I can hang in there. If he stinks, if he really, really stinks, I'll win. If he can hang, then we'll have a competition. We'll see.
But with that heat tomorrow, make sure you drink a bottle of mineral water today and just keep drinking water today,
Nick,
for tomorrow.
Two words. Pickle juice. Right?
Nice.
Are you a pickle fan?
No, but I'm a 2000 Eagles fan. If it's good enough for Deuce Daly to run for 201 yes. yards, it's good enough for the Hammer to beat freaking Fritz in tennis. That's the plan, at least. Nick, if you can, by the way, bring me some pickle juice, because I don't know how the hell to get it.
You go to the store, you buy a jar of pickles, and
pickles.
You pour the pickle juice
the
into a
juice.
Bottle.
That's all it is?
Yeah, it's really not that complicated.
All right, Nick, what do you got on the Phils and the Eagles, man?
Yeah, so the Dome, I would not want it for the Eagles' purposes. The Super Bowl sounds cool, but too many people in the city for me. But one thing that would be cool about a Dome on the Link is concerts all year round. That place is excellent for concerts, and it would be cool to hear it inside.
Well, I don't think it would be on the Link. I've not heard that possibility. I can't tell you it's impossible. It sounds to me like if they were to do a Dome, it would be a new stadium.
Either way, it would give us concerts in the wintertime, which would be
cool.
Yeah,
that's also what that would be a massive concert. So you're right, the 75,000 seat type. I mean, the new Sixers Flyer Stadium is going to give you the, you know, 25,000 seat type.
It's indoor versus outdoor, though, like summer versus winter and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah, but he's saying in the winter.
I know. Yeah. I'm saying it gives you both, really.
Well, it's just a matter of how big a draw is the band. You know, if you're bringing someone huge,
really huge.
There are very few bands that can fill
a
stadium.
John. I agree with that.
You know, like Joe, U2 would be one of your bands. But there really are very few. Metallica would be one, but it's like a worldwide popularity.
McCartney.
Type band. Yeah, Elton John. Yeah. Just a huge
band. It is on the rare side. I agree. Nick, give me a great answer for an aunt or an uncle.
My apologies if it was already said. Uncle Phil was my answer, but I'm going with a woman that embodies resilience, sacrifice, and genuinity. Aunt May from Spider-Man.
You got it, Nick. Appreciate the phone call right there, man.
Schwarber swings, drives it up the alley, right center field. Judge turns, and it's gone. And Kyle Schwarber ties the game with a low laser to right center. It's his 35th home run of the season. It's his 10th so far in the month of July. It's 2-2 here in the fifth.
Well, that was a great moment from Friday night because it also was Kyle Schwarber's 1,000th career hit. So congrats to the Phil's slugger, Kyle Schwarber, hit 1,000 over about a 10-year career, of which he's made the playoffs a bunch. And Kyle Schwarber's been a heck of a Phil now in his fourth season. So congrats to him. We broadcast today from the NovaCare Complex. It's all part of Champ Camp. It's driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World, RV sales, service parts, and accessories. Cooper DeJean will join us in about 20 minutes. We look forward to talking to the Eagles, one of the star defensive backs, Cooper DeJean. Of course, amongst other things, where will he play this year?
Everywhere.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe not. We'll see. So slot corner, outside corner, safety. You got a lot of options. And, of course, there's the short term and then there's the long term. You know, and it'd be interesting to know how does the long term fit into the short term and how does the short term fit into the long term. So we'll talk to Cooper DeJean coming up in about 20 minutes. All right, so what stood out to you from the weekend? Phils and Yanks, a lot going on. James, give us another thing from the weekend because that series had a ton of different. It was cool when you hear Phillies fans cheer. A lot of fans up there representing.
Eagles chants.
Yeah, James, what else stood out to you up there this weekend?
Yeah, and it was this weekend, but it's also something that's been standing out really for the last like month and a half or so. And I don't know how much we can trust it for the rest of the season, but JT's been really good, man.
He's been a lot better.
He is the swinging the bat really well. Obviously, we talked about the insane defensive play that he made that, you know, maybe three people alive can make. But the bat is legit right now, and he's been pretty hot, man. And, like, I don't know that I can count on it to continue, but if that bat, if he can, you know, swing that bat and add that to this lineup, it really could change the complexion of the lineup.
No question about it. So a lot from the weekend to react to. 215-592-9494 plus me and Jack in tennis. The Dome, do you want it? John, how was your weekend? Everyone have a good weekend?
Mine was wonderful. I got engaged.
Whoa! What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy.
Alicia.
John Richard.
Yes. He said yes.
Burying the lead. There it is.
How about that?
It's almost 8 o'clock.
How about that? I had a sense it may be happening, so I wanted to tee up to find out if it had. John, I did not ask you off the air because I wanted to have a live moment on the air.
Yeah.
My man, congratulations, John.
Thank you.
I'm really, really, really happy for you.
Thank you.
I'm less happy for her, but I'm really, really, really happy for you. So how do you feel, man? How do you feel?
Like it's right. I feel like the world is right. And I didn't expect to be as emotional as I was. I'm getting emotional a lot lately, I guess. But it's just I find myself wanting to spend even more time. I can't get enough of this woman in my life, and when you get to that point, you know you gotta make it. I don't know. How do I get more Alicia in my life? The best way I could think of was to make it official and make her my wife. I hope that she appreciates me as much as I appreciate her in every way. She is a phenomenal woman, and I'm so in love. I have not I don't talk about it much.
Sure,
it's not the kind of thing we do our show.
We just went talk radio.
Yeah,
right.
It's
fun. That's great.
Good for you, man.
It's a great spot to be in, and I've never been so happy.
Well, I'm thrilled for you. God bless both of you. That's amazing. I know she has fit in so well with your kids over the last year or so.
Yeah,
which is critical. You know, there's a lot of divorced, men and women out there. Sometimes it works out with the kids and the new spouse. Sometimes it doesn't.
Sure, was dicey. We didn't know how that would go, but it's been such an awesome blend of all of us.
Good.
You know, a bunch of people making it work, because it just really is easy when y'all fit together.
So you know you won Drop of the Week already this week, right? I just wanted to make
sure.
Yeah,
I pulled it immediately. Yeah.
John, have you reflected? Because we've been here for everyone tuning in. You know, we broadcast from Champ Camp. It's one of six shows we'll do from the Eagles training camp facility at the NovaCare Complex this year, this month. The end of July and beginning of August. John, have you reflected on this is where you met her last year?
Of course. Yeah.
I mean, for those that don't know, it was without our show here.
Yeah.
Last year, and you meet her here during a training camp practice, you wouldn't be engaged right now.
You're right. It was, we were here doing our show from the RV, and she was here, reporting for CBS, and she blew me off to go interview Jalen Carter, which I thought was so cool. Because it's Jalen Carter.
Yeah, boss move, though.
Jalen Carter. Yeah.
Setting the tempo. Establishing hand right from the beginning.
Yes, yeah. That's true. And it was last July 25th that we met. So,
wow.
Sort of full circle.
I believe that means that Jeffrey Lurie is obligated to pay for your honeymoon as well. that's great. Right.
Or the wedding.
And how did it go, John?
What's
I mean,
that?
The actual
it, well,
on
it
a
was,
knee, like, what do we
yeah,
got?
Yeah, yeah, it was on a knee on a beach.
Nice.
That's how it went.
Good for you, man.
And it really was picturesque for me. I hope it was as beautiful for her as it was for me.
Well, congratulations, man. That's an amazing, amazing development.
Do you have pictures of the ring?
We have, yeah.
All
yeah.
right, we're going to need to see them.
We've got
women always want to see the ring.
That's right. The ring was amazing.
That's
we
better
designed
news.
It. We Good. Designed it.
You know, oh,
we
so did she knew it was Benari. Coming. She knew it was coming.
Yes, she knew. She had an inkling that it was coming.
Sure.
We talked a lot about what she would want.
But she didn't know the day and time.
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I think, but I think it was probably kind of creepy. She probably knew something was imminent.
Good for you, man. Yeah. Well, that is
I hope she didn't think
creepy.
It was creepy.
I hope
seltzer. Seltzer, because we haven't played it in a long time.
A sinking feeling that something was
James,
imminent.
Can you play the breaking news sounder just so we can, officiate this being official? I mean, my God, just...
Read all about it.
If you're just tuning in the last 15 seconds, John Ritchie got engaged! How about that?
He is off the market.
How about that? By the way, breaking news on WIP. Let's make it official. Presented by BetQL. Smarter bets. Start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app, or visit BetQL.com today. All right, that's big news. Let's go to the phone. So, Phils win 2 of 3. They lose the last one. Wheeler not as sharp lately. Good to see Ranger back in a better way, although not deep in that game at a high pitch count. I think he went 5 1/3, I believe, on Saturday. Taiwan, you got enough out of him. You know, he actually went deeper than he had at any point in about 3 months. And, of course, the bats did hit a lot this weekend, to say the least. They had some really good defense at times, the Phillies did, and they had some really bad defense at times. Let's talk to Drew in Westchester. Of course, the trade deadline's in 3 days. Drew, good morning.
Good morning, folks. Mr. Ritchie, congratulations.
Thank you, Drew.
My man, that's awesome. I planned about 3 weddings because COVID kept canceling.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The plan. So if you have need any help, let me know. I've been through that.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I'll be excited for the Instagram post later. So with the Phils this weekend, you kind of touched on it last segment. The biggest thing that stood out to me that I think the team should be going into the deadline week is versatility. You know, Schwarber in left field. There was, I think, one game where Sosa played shortstop where then he played third base. I know Trey's not moving off shortstop, but I think if it makes the team better, they need to be open to that flexibility. And the line I've been sticking with this whole time is I don't think we need a bat. I think we need two bats. Mm. My approach for this week is you're getting a center fielder and then you're getting a guy with infield, outfield versatility who would play somewhere every day. And then I wish I had a whiteboard for all this, but then basically forever who's still here, Sosa, Scott, Marsh, Kemp, I'm basically doing a 2-month audition and they get the final spot in the lineup in October, whoever plays the best there. So
you know, that's possible. I mean, the scenario you lay out, that's not, you know, remember when they acquired Sosa, it was around this time 3 years ago.
Yeah.
They could do that, a starter in the outfield and a utility guy that plays a little bit everywhere. That's not impossible.
Yeah, I think you need to make the lineup deeper, and if it comes with sacrificing defense, I'm willing to do that. Like, we need to score runs. We need to hit home runs. Like, they made the World Series with Schwarber and Castellanos as corner outfielders. Like,
yeah.
And
Hoskins at first.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's also part of why they lost the World Series when Reese missed that ball down the line at first base. But I get your point. Drew, give me a great aunt or uncle. This is for Phillies tickets this Friday night.
Yeah, so, Joe, I feel like you're kind of sending this message to Dombrowski today a little bit with what you're saying. How about with great power comes great responsibility, Uncle Ben in Spider-Man?
You
yep,
got
that's
it,
that's good.
Drew, appreciate that phone call. I didn't know is that who that line comes from?
Yeah.
And what's his name, Uncle Ben?
Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben, yeah.
The man who was murdered and caused Peter Parker to really give himself to the Spider-Man.
I know nothing of that.
Ethos.
You're not a Spider-Man?
I know Spider-Man. I've never heard of Uncle Ben.
Wow.
Yeah, he was murdered by just a robbery gone wrong.
Well, that's like Batman.
Peter
parents.
Came upon Uncle Ben as he was dying.
Yeah. No, don't know it. I do know Cooper DeJean will be here with us in about 10 minutes. We look forward to talking to Cooper DeJean. We also hope to see you tomorrow, FDR Park, when we do the tennis competition, me versus Fritz. It's competition 3. It's part of our Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's got the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. First poll question, who's going to win tennis tomorrow? Reminder, FDR Park noon. You can be there. You can watch. Will I win or will Jack win? Second poll question, after the trade deadline on Thursday, do you think we will be happy with what the Phillies did, yes or no? All of that can be voted upon at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, and certainly you can weigh in on the phone lines as well. Speaking of weighing in, Elliot Shure Parks weighed in. I believe this was over the weekend. It may have been Friday. Elliot on one of the shows here on WIP talking about the safety position, of which there is a pretty big question mark. Remember, the Eagles lost CJ GJ listen to Elliot, it's pretty clear he doesn't think the position is currently locked down by anyone here. Here's Elliot the other day.
My honest answer is, and I hate to normally give this, and I honestly hate when people say it, but I don't think the starting safety is on the roster. I think there's a good chance you're going to see them go out and acquire safety because I don't think it'll be Sydney. Makuba, that's a tough ask to start week one. And again, we have a full month, so we'll see. But I think in base it would be Cooper, and then they would probably go to Makuba, but I think the safety's not on the roster.
So that would be a trade or a signing, one or the other. Trade or a signing if they have to acquire, you know, someone that takes over. Obviously, they don't have a ton of time. They got some, but not a ton. Season starts in, you know, a little bit over a month, about a month and a week.
But you know that these rosters change so much as guys, you know, report to camp in ways that their teams weren't expecting.
Yeah.
You know, that happens a lot. Older guys, maybe not in shape at the start of camp, they get released and realize how much it does mean to them and hook on with another team. We would be that team. You know, a guy with some experience, we could really use some experience considering, you know, Reed Blankenship, he's like the old grizzled veteran of that group right now. And what is he, 4 or 5 years in?
So this is Reed's fourth year. You know what's still an incredible, like, underrated storyline that happened last decade with the Eagles when they traded their starting quarterback 8 days before the season started? Remember that one?
Sam Bradford?
Yeah. Season starts in 8 days. Straight the starting quarterback. No, it worked out great because obviously they got a first-round pick and they got Carson in there. But had Teddy Bridgewater not suffered that injury in Minnesota, Bradford would have started, and who knows how much, if at all, Carson would have played. I mean, that was a really...
It was wild.
It worked out, you know, because yeah. I think Carson was much better in 2017 than he probably would have been if he had not played. But it all was because Teddy Bridgewater, you know, destroyed his knee in a practice. Let's go to Coach Harris right now. Coach Harris, my tennis coach. How are you, buddy?
Not doing as good as John. Congratulations, and way to steal the show.
Oh, thanks, Coach Harris. So what is going on the day before in your mind as a coach? Is there a lot of pressure on you as you see it?
No pressure at all, John. I'm not, as I like to say, when some ask, you know, say, hey, Harris, congratulations on the state chips. I say, oh, I played really well in them.
By the way, for those that don't know, Harris won a state title as a high school senior and has won multiple state titles as a high school coach. So Harris is very accomplished. Now, some would say this is his greatest challenge, taking on me versus Fritz. But
I think all would say that, yes.
We're working on it, right? We're working on it. Another session later today, so looking forward to that. Final session.
So did Coach Harris give you the weird exercises that you were doing?
No.
Or is what is that?
Physical therapy. That's a whole different wing.
Coach Harris, the day before, you told us last week that we would be surprised, that we would be awed.
Not awed.
A-W-E-D.
He didn't say you'd be awed.
Impressed.
I think he said that, right? Harris, is that fair? You think
impressed
people...
and then some was the impression that I got. You're sticking to that, Coach Harris?
I called the afternoon show, and I'll tell you guys the same thing I told them. Surprise, John. You will be surprised because he's not getting nearly enough credit for his athleticism. He's not he is as described as an athlete. And I think you guys are going to see that. He's not going pro. He's certainly not beating me anytime soon on the court. But he can play. And I'm telling you, John, I said it last week and I'll say it again. Wednesday morning, the following words are roughly around there, should be coming out of your mouth. Wow, Joe, I'm impressed.
How good is Jack? Do you have any idea?
I don't.
Yeah, we got a clue.
No one's seen him.
I have no idea.
I mean,
does that worry you at all, Coach Harris? Like, if Joe has to go up against a qualified challenger and it's hot,
well, Harris, Harris, let me ask you this question. You and I have talked privately about this, but let's talk about this on the air. So sure. Jack has said that he hasn't played since he's 8. Maybe it's true, maybe it's not. Let's say it's essentially true that he's barely played since he's 8. If he just picked up a racket in the last 3 or 4 days and said, okay, I want to give this thing a shot, how good do you think he could get in a week?
Not great, Joe.
Yeah.
Not great.
Yeah.
Truthfully.
Yeah.
The question is, can he run down your shot and keep the ball in play?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it. I don't know how much he's working. If you look at his work ethic over the last couple of competitions, yeah.
What about the opposite, Coach? What about Joe being able to return if Jack is even able to keep a ball in? What about Joe's ability, laterally as a defender, tennis-wise?
I just don't see it, John. Yes, it would be a concern. Yes, it would be a concern, especially because of the heat. And listen, I've been playing for a long time myself, and I've been coaching for a long time, and I don't like being out there in the heat. No one does.
Of course. All right, Harris, my man. I got to get to Cooper DeGene, who is sitting down with us. But I will see you out on the court in about 10 or 11 hours. Give me a great answer for a notable aunt or uncle. You can win the tickets to Philly's Friday night game.
I believe I have a definitive answer. Is Aunt B.
I'm sorry, Aunt who?
Aunt B. Andy Griffith Shaw.
Oh, yeah, man. That's another old one. We're getting a lot of oldies today. All right, Aunt B. from Andy Griffin. How about it? All right, let's welcome in our first guest of the day as we broadcast from the NovaCare Complex. It's all part of Champ Camp, and obviously Cooper DeGene was an enormous part of helping to create the champ in Champ Camp, not just with his performance in Super Bowl 59, but what he put out there from, I guess it was around early October on when he entered the Eagles lineup and made an enormous difference. And we welcome the Eagles star defensive back, Cooper DeGene. Cooper, good morning to you, bud.
Great morning. Appreciate you having me.
We appreciate you sitting down. How you feeling?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Ready for another day.
Good for you, man. How was the off season, Cooper?
It was good. Got to do a lot of cool things. Enjoyed a little bit. It's my first time off really since, I don't even know when, before my last season of college. So it was good to get a little time off, get back home, do some things, spend some time with friends and family. So it was good.
Have you, now you may not remember this, but I remember. When I say remember, you might not know I was there, but I was. I was there with you and Kelsey in that great event down in Seattle last month. Because you dominated this thing. You and Sidney Brown dominated this thing for round after round. But, you know where I'm going here? But you did not dominate when it was time to put a hammer, to put it into a nail, into a tree stump. Have you figured out how to put the freaking nail into the tree stump yet?
Yeah, I think I just needed to slow down and
you were really annoyed. You were really annoyed, weren't you?
I was really. That was really upsetting
understand.
For me.
It's just a nail and a hammer.
Yeah.
And a stump.
Not, but it bends.
It's like drinking you would be good at. Drinking it went involved, crooked. I think, too. Yeah.
It's not as easy as it sounds.
It's not. It's really not. Well, beating Patrick Mahomes apparently was easier than the. So let's go back here for a moment because our first chance talking to Cooper. Since the Eagles, of course, won Super Bowl 59, and he had a play for the ages, Philadelphia sports history. Let's listen, as Marilyn Mike called it, Super Bowl 59, Cooper DeGene's pick six.
It is third and 16 for the Chiefs. Facing the staunchest defense of the season, back goes Mahomes. He's rushing, he's looking, it's intercepted! It's intercepted! Running with the football to the 25, down the far side is DeGene, and DeGene! Is it for a touchdown?
Happy birthday, Cooper DeGene!
Cooper DeGene with a pick for a touchdown!
Cooper, what was that moment like for you, man?
It was crazy. It feels like it happened so fast. But it was a really cool moment, not only for me, but for our team and where we were at in the game. It kind of opened the game up a little bit for us, going up 17-0 before halftime, and then I think we got another turnover right after that. But it was an awesome moment, something that I'll definitely remember for the rest of my life.
You had a huge part about choosing the winner of a Super Bowl as a rookie. Like, this is everyone else who's ever played in the NFL is so jealous. You did it your first time out. Where do you go from there? How do you stay focused on what's important when you won the whole thing, the shebang, your first year as a rookie?
Yeah, I mean, I want to play this game for a long time, and I don't want that that play to define my career. You know, I want to make more memories and more plays that help the team that I play for win games. You know, so for me, it's just moving on from that moment while enjoying it, but moving on. You know, and looking forward to what's next and how I can impact this team this year. You know, because we got a completely new team. You know, a lot of guys coming back, but we got a lot of new guys too. So for me, it's about, you know, moving on and how can I help this team? You know, because it's going to be different. You know, in year two, and you know, I'm gonna have to be more of a vocal guy in our room, especially with the young DBs that we got. So it's going to be different this year, and I'm looking forward to the challenge.
Well, it sounds like from our perspective, very different in terms of you could be in different positions than we're accustomed to seeing you play as a nickel on the outside. We've even heard, you know, safety possibilities. How do you manage those expectations? How much are you looking forward to showing that versatility?
Yeah, I mean, I think ever since I got in here, you know, they've told me to try and learn every position, you know, in the back end, and that's what I've tried to do, you know, since I got here. You know, I got some reps at corner and in the spring, getting some reps at safety out here during camp, and then, you know, also playing nickel, you know, but just trying to be ready, you know, for wherever my number's called, you know, no matter what position that is, but I know the coaches will put me in the right position for me to make an impact on this defense.
Which spot has it been the most so far of the three?
Which spot have I played the most?
Yeah, I mean, meaning at this camp, just a couple practices so far.
Nickel and safety. You know, I've been the two that I've played the most so far this camp.
Do you have a preference?
I really don't. You know, I understand, you know, we got a lot of versatile guys. I'm a versatile player. You know, so I like to play football. You know, whenever I'm out on the football field, no matter what position, I'm gonna go play football and try to play that position to the best of my ability. So no preference for me. You know, I know the coaches will make the right decision.
How much do you compete with Quinyon Mitchell? Like, you guys came in same draft, same, you know, position to those of us looking from the outside. How natural is that? How often do you guys just face off in whatever you're doing?
We compete, you know, but I feel like it's more us coaching each other, back and forth in what we see on film with one another's tape.
Wow.
You know, so that's the biggest thing for us, is just always, you know, giving each other advice back and forth, you know, things we see, things we can get better at. So it's been great to just be able to come in with a guy like him, you know, who's always looking to get better. Because I'm the same way. You know, we want to be great players and great impact players for this defense and for this team. We're always looking forward to getting better any way we can do that. So it's been great just to learn from him and be around him and be able to compete on the same field with him.
They say that the biggest jump improvement wise for an NFL player is between year one and year two, just because things nothing's a surprise, you know, the second time out. Do you get a sense of that?
Yeah, I think you definitely have more confidence, you know, going into year two than you did coming into year one. Year one, you really don't know what to expect, how things are going to shake out. But, you know, coming into year two, you kind of got a feel for the schedule and how long the season is, you know, so you're ready for all that. And we're in year two of our defense as well, so you kind of understand the ins and outs of that, and you're able to play more confident on the field.
You sort of didn't leave yourself a whole lot of room for improvement from our perspective. You know, your second year going in, do you set individual goals for yourself? Like, what do you plan to do with this season?
I mean, there's a lot, you know, that I feel like I could have a lot more I could have done last season, you know, and this season I'm just trying to be better than I was last season. You know, you always want to win, and be an impact player, And the biggest thing for me is doing my job to the best of my ability at a high level, and not being a weak link, you know, to the defense. I think just continuing to grow as a player, continuing to work on my cover skills, is a big thing for me. I feel like zone is my thing, but continuing to work on my coverage skills and playing man-to-man has been a huge emphasis for me, after last season.
Cooper DeJean with us here on WIP. Eagles with another practice today that'll start in about 2 hours. Reminder, Nick Sirianni's press conference at 9:40 on the station. So a lot of Eagles coverage in addition to all the Phil's talk today. Cooper, Vic Fangio, what is he like?
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Like behind closed doors, the grizzled veteran defensive coordinator who's seen kind of all of it. What is he like with you guys?
He's a real old school coach. But he cracks some jokes every once in a while. He's funny. He's a funny guy. But he's pretty serious and he loves ball. Loves to coach ball too. Which I love. No matter what, he's always coaching someone, whether we're on the field or we're in the film room, and we do group defensive meetings, which I think helps everybody on the defense, a lot, because you get to understand what everybody's job is on the defense, and he holds everybody accountable, which is great, for everybody to see and to hear in those meetings.
So Cooper, right away when training camp started, it seemed like from Nick on down, there was this sort of I don't want to say wash last year away, but not focus on it. The players that went through 2017 that are left, which are very few, Lane Johnson is one, Jake Elliott is one. The players that went through 2022 that are left, which are probably about 10 or 15, really prominent players, mostly on offense. Do you hear from those guys? Are they as leaders setting the tempo? Are they the ones saying we got to move on? Like, we've had the organization had success before and then struggled the next year. Are you hearing it primarily from the guys that went through it before? Are they telling that to you, the younger players and the new players?
I think it's understood, from everybody, in the building. You know, from our first meeting back, Coach Sirianni talking about moving on, to next season. The past is the past. We got a new journey to go on, a new mountain to climb. So I think it's been understood, with everybody. I don't think anybody has to talk about it or say anything about it. It's understood within our locker room that we are moving on to this next season, and this is a new journey.
We've seen incredible highlight videos of you just dunking over people, doing all sorts of other sports. I'm really amazed at how big you are. I didn't expect you to be as seriously sizable as you are. I mean, you're a cornerback, man, and you got your. Anyway, that's great to see from my.
I'll just say, I wish the Sixers didn't have so many good guards. If they were,
yeah,
if
sure.
they were stocked at center and forward,
wouldn't that
I'd say,
be cool?
But they do actually have three guards.
My co-host Joe, is playing tennis tomorrow. We know that you're very well rounded in all sports. Are you a tennis guy? Can you hold your own on a tennis court?
I'm a pickleball guy. I'm a pickleball guy.
I thought old people do that.
I haven't got into tennis yet, but I've been playing.
So, do you feel confident that you could dominate at tennis like you do in all these other sports?
I don't know. I'd need some practice.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go out there and just try and play without any practice.
Well, sounds to me like I could beat Cooper in tennis. All right. That's what I just heard. Hey, Cooper, congrats on all you've accomplished. Obviously, good luck with the season up ahead. City of Philadelphia is, everyone's a big fan, man.
Are you guys in pads today?
Pads, I believe so.
Boy.
Look at that. Yeah.
Getting to hit people.
Look at that. Rhea Hughes is putting it right in her up there.
Oh, it totally went right in. I was, thank you, John. I appreciate
that. That is awesome. Are you excited to hit people?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, we can't take anybody to the ground, but
yeah,
we can pop the pads a little bit. It'll be fun.
No fun in Saquon, though. You can't Derrick Henry him, man. I mean, come on. Dump that fool on his ass. Don't do that to Saquon. All right, Cooper, stay well, man. Stay healthy.
Appreciate it.
Look forward to seeing you play this year. Thanks, Cooper.
Thank you, guys.
There he is, Eagles star defensive back Cooper DeJean. Really one of two because Quinyon also an unbelievable rookie last year. We look forward to seeing his second year this year as well. All right, let's go back to the phones, 215-592-9494. Other topics we've been discussing today, you can react to whether you want the Eagles to have a dome or not. I absolutely do not want a dome. Don't want a dome. I don't care about the freaking Super Bowl being here. The last thing in the world I want is some year when the Eagles get eliminated, either during the regular season, don't make the playoffs, or get eliminated in the playoffs, and then I got to watch the freaking Rams and the freaking, Bills play Super Bowl in Philadelphia in the year 2031. Like, what do I care?
So
I don't want a dome.
Did you see how big his legs were? His legs and hands.
Yeah, he's a big guy.
He's much larger than the DBs, the cornerbacks, most of them.
Well, it's probably part of why he's a good tackler. I mean,
he looks more like a linebacker than a cornerback.
Well, they play
like if you had to choose one or the other, hey, this guy plays linebacker or this guy plays cornerback, I would absolutely choose linebacker every time.
Well, it's why I think if it comes down to one or the other in time, I think we'll be playing more safety than outside corner.
But the thing is,
safety's got a lot of tackling components to it.
I agree. The concept of a nickel, though, the nickel replaced your weak side linebacker.
Yeah.
So you really are playing linebacker. Like, you're taking on the guys who block the will linebacker in most cases.
Yeah.
So you got to be big. You got to be able to handle that, and he absolutely can.
The minute you said that you're going to get to hit today, he smiled.
Yeah.
He had a very nice smile, and it's like you love seeing that with football players.
He did have his game face, though, on Ray.
Oh, totally game face until you said you get to hit, and he goes, oh, yeah.
Yeah. He was. You could tell he was mindful of.
Well, the summer
that's
is
a big
over.
Deal.
Summer is over.
And
summer is over.
By the way, there aren't a whole ton of cornerbacks out there who get a smile on their face when they learn when they're talking about it being
a
padded practice.
Sheldon Brown would hit and tackle.
Sheldon was awesome.
Asante Samuel, not so much.
Not so much. All right, the other thing, of course, is the Phils. So trade deadline in 3 days, entertaining series versus the Yankees. Let me give you a negative. from this weekend. I don't know if anyone else thought of it. It went through my mind. James, you would know the makeup of the Yankees better than the rest of us because you're one of those baseball dorks that knows the 25th guy on a 26-man roster. But I'm just going to tell you something. A little shudder went through me Friday night when Schwarber's banging the ball everywhere. The Yankees could go after Schwarber. They have been a right-handed, other than Soto last year, the Yankees have been a predominant right-handed hitting team for a long time now. People in New York are always clamoring for them to have a lefty. Now, to be fair, they're also clamoring for them to have guys that are a little bit more singles-oriented, perhaps, than Schwarber, because they got a lot of guys that can hit homers, notably Judge and Stanton. But I'm watching Schwarber dominate, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God. I don't want him to dominate to the point that the Yankees want to go sign him. James, could they?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, to your point, it makes sense in a way. Stanton DHs for them a lot. Yep. You know, he has been a good fielder in the past in his career, but also is a little older. I don't know how much they want to play him in the field.
Judge could be a future DH Judge if that elbow's a problem. DH, so. That could really help the Phillies in that regard.
Oh, yeah, absolutely could. And again, I mean, Stanton, I'm pretty sure, has DH'd every single game for them this year or every game he's played in. And he's still signed for, I think, at least two more years, maybe three. So it's not a perfect fit. But, yeah, I mean, imagine Schwarber in that stadium. He might hit 70. I mean, geez.
And they're a team that probably could use the veteran presence. They've been knocking on the door of a title just like the Phillies have. They'd like to get over the top. It just struck me. You know, we don't think of the Yankees as the big, bad Yankees quite as much as we used to when it was George Steinbrenner, you know. But they do still have deep pockets, and they may want to take a run at them. So just something to consider. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. All of these topics on the table. JP in Plymouth Meeting. Hi, JP.
Guys, how's it going? I hope everybody had a great weekend. John, John did. John had a great weekend. Congratulations. That's
so yeah, awesome. Thanks, JP.
Joe, I agree with you. I think the Phillies are only two players away from, like, totally, like, getting, like, making a serious run at the World Series. And if you're going to win now, I definitely would go for Hanyo Suarez. They're two players away. They gave me hope this weekend. You know, it's
JP, you also know that there could be two players away from losing on the Wednesday in the first week of the playoffs and being eliminated. You know that, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's my cautionary tale. It's like, yes, I want them to add players. Yes, I want them to improve. And, of course, yes, I want them to win the World Series. But I have a bit of a cautionary flag here. I do not want to see Painter traded. I mean, yeah, you get, you know, some superstar freaking player, well, of course, but I do not want to see Andrew Painter traded. I don't.
And I don't think Philadelphia should ever have a dome. Football needs to be played outside in the weather, whether it be rain, snow, or sun. No dome. Dome's ridiculous.
Correct.
And for my famous aunt or uncle, I didn't listen to what your guys said, so I was going to say Uncle Sam. Did anybody say Uncle Charlie Manuel?
No, Uncle Charlie had not been said. JP, that's an interesting answer right there. Uncle Charlie, that was certainly a thing in Charlie's years here in Philly. Let's talk to Anthony in Philadelphia. Anthony, good morning, buddy.
Hey, Joe! Let's go, Joe!
Going to put a whooping on him tomorrow, Anthony. Going to put a whooping on him.
Let's go, Joey! Let's go, my boy! Hey, Johnny Hendricks, man, congratulations, man.
Thanks, man.
Johnny Hendricks.
Congratulations. Yeah, that's my Thanks, man, Anthony. Johnny Hendricks right there. Congratulations.
Yeah, I wish.
I hope you and your wife, nothing but the best, man. Congrats.
Thank really. You, Anthony.
Anthony, do you feel bad for John's fiancée? Like, she's going to be saddled with Richie for the next 40 to 50 years. I mean, I don't know.
I'm
joking around, man. I'm playing.
hey, Joe. It's big, man. This is big, man. I haven't been on you as much as I should, man, because I believe with tennis, man, what's understood does not have to be explained. But that said, that don't mean I'm not still going to be on you, Joe.
Yeah, that's fair.
Let's go out there, man. Let's go out there, man. Let's get this W, man, because let's be honest, with the running, like how Jimmy said, you're down 2-1. So let's get back in there, man, you know, even things out, man, and we going for that win, Hammer.
We're totally going for that win, and we're expecting to get that win in the end 3-2. Just like I told you from the very beginning, Anthony, 3-2 when all is said and done.
Hey, Hammer, man, you pull this one off, man. I believe you won already. Because there's no way a former athlete should even let you in this competition like you are. So
yeah, that doesn't work for me. I appreciate it. I'm not into moral victories. I remember when the Eagles almost beat the Patriots in 07, and that was all nice and all, but they lost. I want to win. This isn't. And by the way, Fritz isn't the old 07 Patriots. All right, he's not that big of an athlete. Come on now.
No,
he is after all, Anthony. What is he? He's the oof, and he's Boban. And I'm going to show that again tomorrow. Tomorrow we bring Boban and the oof back to the fore, because remember this whole thing about him being a better athlete was predicated on he can do more than me. Well, we'll see. We'll see if he can hang with tennis. I don't know. We'll find out.
Boban.
Anthony, you gonna be there tomorrow?
I can't, man.
Okay.
I can't. I have to pay the bills tomorrow, man.
Just make sure you're at basketball. That's when I'm gonna need you the most. All right.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got you, man. All right.
Anthony, give me a great answer for a notable aunt or uncle.
Hey, I'm a Razor Aunt Becky, and I'm gonna give you Uncle Joey.
Uncle Joey, you got it, man. Sure. Anthony, good call
as always.
Yeah. All right, let's listen to something Bob Nightingale recently said. You know, there's a lot of players the Phillies could acquire. One of them is Luis Robert. We've been hearing his name, it seems like, for a year and a half. Talented center fielder for the White Sox, but he seems to never put it together, right? I mean, that's the thing. He's got all this talent, and every time I look at his stats, I'm unimpressed. By the way, his team stinks, although not as bad as they were, you know, at other points, you know, in the last year or so.
Not much better.
But they're still not very good. Nightingale on Luis Robert and more. Here's what he said.
The Phillies aren't sold on him. They think he's okay. I can see him mulling more with the Phillies. They're not crazy. They made some bad moves. I mean, when they signed Max Kepler, everybody in Minnesota laughed like, you're kidding me. He's going to have a terrible season. It's not going to work. It hasn't worked. So they're lukewarm on Luis Robert. And they're right up against the luxury tax, too, where, you know, they already did it with Dave Robertson. They still want another reliever. So I don't think they want to give up, you know, much at all for any center fielder, let alone Robert. I think they'd rather plug that hole in and get one more bullpen arm. So they like Robert okay, but not as much as the Mets do.
That thing about Kepler makes Dombrowski look bad. Guys, we've been through it before when we see a team sign away one of the Philadelphia athletes, and we're like, whatever. Yep. That ain't going to work. For a team and a town that had firsthand knowledge of Kepler to basically laugh at the Phillies when the Phillies acquired him, and Nightingale says that a couple months later, four months into a very not good season for Max Kepler, that makes Dave Dombrowski look bad.
It's not always that way. I don't know if you remember when the Eagles got Malcolm Jenkins. Saints fans couldn't stand him. I mean,
I don't remember.
I do because there were like websites devoted to it.
Wow.
And that was a huge, I mean, huge upgrade for the Eagles. I mean, you know what he meant to that team.
Eagle Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember reading all this, he's not that good, he can't do this, he can't do that. It's not always that way.
Yeah, no, that's
fair.
But
you're right. I mean, hey, you know, it's the Vikings laughing at the Eagles for not drafting Justin Jefferson,
for sure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.